so the question is, if someone's a guest by someone else's house and they're not sure if they took off Trumas and Maestris or if they bought it from a store that's marked on Trumas and Maestris, do I as a guest have the right to take off Trumas and Maestris from these payers or not? So the shayla really boils down to is, what is the koyach, what is the bialus of a guest on the portion that's being given to him to eat? He has to be a bialim in order to take off shumas and maestris. And is there a difference if, let's say, you know that the baal bais does not want you to take off shumas, but he feels it's fine, I don't want you taking off. Does that make a difference or not? So the emphasis is that this shayla of what the bialus of a guest is negay in hilchas kedushin simcha ches in Evan Ezra simcha ches if you zayin, and also comes up in Arachayim simchuf ayin if you tes, and there seems to be a stira in the Shulchan Aruch of if he is a bialim on his portion or not. The Taz already in Simchat Lam Dal discusses it. And one of the tritzim that are given by many achrenim, the Mishnah Melech in Chaschiris, Perikid Beis Lachi Gimel, the Das Torah Simen Kufayin, that the guest is a, he adds it in like a baal bais. They go with the daya that he, when the portion that's given to him, it's being makna to him, and it's his, he's a baal bais, and he can do what he wants with it. And that which it says in Arachayim that he can't give the portion to Avadim and other people that he would like, that's a separate gzeirah, but not because he's not the Bialim. He is the Bialim. That's where they take on. However, if we take a look at Halacha Maisa, if he's Mekadosh someone with this portion, the Goyin and the Beishmol held that's Mekudeshes. The Ma'arit, the Taz, held that's a Suffolk. Because Tony and Machlek is Rishayinim, Mesechta Nedarim, the Flamidala on Beis, if of Israel is making a Neda on a portion that he received from someone else. So it's Machlek Rishayinim, this Shayla. So it's not clear if he is a Bailam or not, and Mustam it's Machlek Rishayinim whether he has a Din Bailas of what his portion. There's a Yishalmi in Demai Perek Zayin, which is Mashma, which says very clearly that the guest could take off Trumas and Maestris, but the Yishalmi explains, because the Bailam Anicha, the Bailam want that he should eat. The Bailam giving it to him to eat, so if he needs to take off Trumas and Maestris in order to eat, that means the Bailam are giving him Rishus to be Mafresh Trumas and Maestris, which from the end of Marit, wants to bring a raya, chelik aleph simikuf nun, that you see that he's better not a baal bais, just because it's nichle, so it's only when it's nichle. But if it's not because he's a complete bailus on that piece. However, Rav Eliashiv wants to be matcha the raya of the marit, and the shami wants to say no, Mr. Baal bais has the Eirich has a ownership over the portion that he's given. Just the reason why the Shami has to come onto this svara of that he wants the Eirich to be able to eat, therefore he's nicha, it's nachas ruach he's doing for him, is because you're being mafsid to the Paris. In other words, I'm asking that you could be a bialus over your piece of food, as long as you're not wasting it. But if you're going to waste it, then I'm not masking. So that's why we have to come on to a new svara of nichle. Therefore, Rav Yashiv said, if we're talking about the type of vadai, you have to mafresh all the hafresh, all the matanes, so it's going to come out a nice amount that you're being mafresh. So over there, could be dark, you have to come on to the svara that the baal bais is nicha. And it'll be an afkamina between a baal bais that agrees or doesn't agree. But if we're talking about Suffolk Devil, like what we deal with, Suffolk Devil, so if there will only be a mafish 1% plus of a kashu, which is a very small amount, which is an amount which as hefsir of Baal HaBayis is not mapped on. So then ready, we don't have to come out to the extra svar of Nichalei. You have a din of Baal HaBayis and you'll be able to be mafresh. That's it. Now it has to become yours. You're going to have to do like a hagbah without the Baal HaBayis, and you lift the plate up in the air and be claiming. You have to figure out how to do it. But that was the cheshbon he made. But Hakabar comes out, Smachayz Rishonim, if a guest is kindness portion or not, and even if the guest is not kindness portion, in a case where we could say that the Baal HaBayis is Nicha, he wants it, so then it will work. Now, what happens with Shabbos? On Shabbos itself, the Mishnah Masechta Beitzah says, V'loi magbin truma o'maisa. You're not allowed to be mafresh truma o'maisa on Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah. However, Chazal will goyzer not to be mafresh for one of two reasons or both reasons. One reason is because it's daima to be makdish something, and you're not allowed to be makdish on Shabbos yontiv because it's daima to make a chumemka. The second reason is, it's daima to make a chumemka because it's something going from rishus to rishus. The second reason is because it looks like you're being masakin something which is not masukin. Right, these pears you can't eat, and now you're doing a maisa which is being masakin it. So it's like mitakin mana, similar to the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perchav Gimel Halacha Tes brings down both reasons. Over there, Halacha Tes, Halacha Yudalid, seems to bring down both reasons. In Yontif, where Eichel Nefesh is mutter. So over there we need to come on to the second reason that is done with the Mecca Chumamka, right? Meaning the reason of Chalois that looks like Mecca the reason of Misakin Mana that we can get out of because Eichel Nefesh is mutter to do Malacha. But as done with the Mecca Chumamka, it's Asa. That's why we need that reason. And my son, there's no kedusha, so it's not daima to be makdish something. So there also we need to come on to the reason of mekach chumemka. There's no reason of mekach chumemka because you're not being makdish anything. It's chulin. So there we have to come on to the reason of tikkun on Shabbos. That's why we need both reasons. But come on, so we have two reasons. So what happens if someone was Oyve and he was Mafresh on Shabbos? So the Afrash is Chal. And if the Afrash is Chal. However, if he did it b'mezid, he knew he's not allowed to and he did it, so then the payers would be awesome until Matzah Shabbos. Shaygeg already, we're Matzah right away. There are those that are Matzah right away. There are those that hold they have to wait until Matzah Shabbos. Halacha Mishmur says, but Shaygeg you can eat right away. Okay, Now, there's a Mishnah Masechta Demai, Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. We have this talking about Lokeach Yayim Ben Akusim. Someone buys wine from by the Goyim. Oyme Shnei Lugin Shani Osir La Hafresh Hayin Truma Asara Ma'isa Truma's Ma'isa Sheni. Right, Mechav Hashoyse. There's the idea of a Tanai. Tanai, someone. Someone can make it tonight that what I'm going to be mafresh later on should be chal. So on Shabbos we say you can't be mafresh. Can I make it tonight that I'll be mafresh? I'll leave over some bears. I'll be mafresh later on after Shabbos. So, or let's start with the other way. Erev Shabbos. I want to be msakin the tevel that's in my shoes. But for some reason, I'm too busy, or I'm not at home, I can't do it right now. But I don't want to forget to be mafresh. I don't want to forget to be mafresh. So I'll say that the truma that I will be, I'll make it tonight, that I'll be mafresh later on. So the Chaznish writes in Simites Azigimel that there are three eitzes for such a person who doesn't have time right now to be mafresh and he's worried that he's going to forget. And he says the best etzah is to make a t'nai erev Shabbos that he's going to be mafresh on Shabbos. And he says this nusach. He says the regular nusach, just b'loshen asid. Like the nusach we read yesterday, just in a loshen of asid, a future. However, we consider it like the aschala of the afrash was already erev Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, when I'm afresh, on that day, Chazal were not goyzer. That Chazal were not goyzer. And tonight will be matzah. However, this tonight only helps for payers that are in Yerushas, that are found in Yerushas. That's why it's before in the Shalmi, Berg Zayin, Allah Ha'ala. Therefore, if I'm invited for a Suda Shabbat, to so in a place where I'm worried that the payers are not misukin, not on Chumas and Maisid correctly. So I can't come on Erev Shabbos and start saying the Nusach on these payers because they're not your Shas, they're not yours. It wasn't given to you to eat yet either. However, by payers demai, which is the Gemara, the Rishayim say, Ruben Maaser name, right? Rav Amearitz Maaser. So Rav Amosa, over there they were makel, you can make it tonight, even if the parents are not Yerushas. So Chaznish wanted to say, but our parents that we viewed as Suffolk devil, not as demai. So then, Lachar, you don't have the coolest of demai. So you don't have this cool that you can make it tonight before Shabbos. But there were other Gedalim. Rosh Lam Zaman Orbach brought down in Shmei Shabbos Chassid Perkid Aleph Ha'orat Tzadivav that held that in places where there is Ashkacha, there's some Ashkacha. And it's Ashkacha where we can rely on that most of the times the Trumas and Maisers are separated. So then you could be Semach on the Tanai, Dum Yitu, Demai. That's what he held. Yeah, some people hold that it has to be Ashkach that's Masudr, not just flying in the air. But this is something that you can be Semach on in most places. That if it's bought payers, not from their backyard, and yes, that maybe was bought from a store where they're not so makban on Shabbos and Maizis, but there is a mashkiach, right? There is a mashkiach over there, and there is a hechshav and mashkiach. So you can be samech on Shlomo Zalman that you can make it tonight erev Shabbos. You have to keep in mind the Shabbos and Maizis that you leave over on your plate that you separate on Shabbos is muksa. You have to just leave it on your plate and let them take the plate and dump it off or do whatever they do with it. Just wanted to also mention this idea of Bira Maestris, which is a passion in the Torah, Mikseh Shalashanim, Barski Savai. We over there we learn that after the years of Maisa, by Pesach of the fourth year, Pesach of the seventh year, this is Pesach, then you have to take all the Maisas you have in your house, be Mevirat, and give it out to the people that it should go to. Different Gersais in the Mishnah, exactly Erev Yom Tov Rishon or Achron Shel Pesach, when exactly to do it. But there's a din of Bira Maisas. There's a Vidui Maestris that the one says, okay, everyone should have a wonderful summer.
Yeah.